Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We update it every day. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. New stuff you can read or watch or listen to. You can take the poll question right there on the homepage. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, regardless of what's going on in your day, whatever you're excited about or frightened about. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kurt Finch is our guest. C-U-R-T. Kurt Finch is our guest. He's the founder and the CEO of Journix. J-O-U-R-N-Y. I'm sorry. J-O-U-R-N-Y-X. I had it right. Yeah. I questioned myself there. Journix, folks, and .com. How would you, if you were giving somebody an elevator speech, Kurt, what would you tell them about Journix? You got two floors. It's only two floors. You got to go quick.
We enable people to track time and expenses in the easiest way possible for their people so that they can automate payroll, billing, client billing, and cost accounting so they can understand their costs.
Yeah. All right. And especially your classic, probably your wheelhouse customer prospect is somebody who is doing projects.
Right. I'd say people that are running consultancies, technology consultancies.
Manufacturing?
We have some manufacturing. If they're shop floor workers and there's lots of them and they need the badge swiper thing that unlocks the door, that's not what we do.
Yeah.
But knowledge workers is really, if they want to have somebody enter all the time for the management, for the manufacturing workers, which is pretty common,
right?
We do a really good job of that. We have a capability for allowing people to enter in time for 100 other people really quickly.
Right, right. And so, all right, so tell the audience how this works. How does your program work?
You sit down at a web browser and you type in your time, and then we make it as easy as possible to do. And if you have thousands of projects in your company, we'll make sure that you're only showing the 30 or the 20 that are appropriate for the user in question so that you get good data. We also have a lot of blogs and advice and videos and stuff that help with people who are trying to figure out, how do I get people to track their time in the first place? Because nobody really wants to fill out a timesheet. That's not anybody's fun thing to do.
Right.
And then we've got an excellent reporting capability that'll help you understand your cost per project, cost per customer, cost per user, cost per department, billing rates, and all this kind of stuff. There's multi-level approval workflow so that you can have your client be the first level approver. Basically, the thing, it's like a timesheet, but it's a super timesheet on
steroids.
It'll do anything you want. And we have people that'll help you set it up and get it rolling for you.
Nothing down
in a little bit a month.
And it's web based, right?
It's completely web based, and we have an iPhone app and an Android phone app and all that.
So. Yeah. So folks, imagine that you can keep up with all those little pieces of the puzzle. I mean, there's a lot of folks out there, Kurt, as you know, who they're doing okay, but they realize that there's a lot of waste and wasted motion and unaccounted for motion that if they could just get their hands on those things, it wouldn't cost the project any more time. It wouldn't be less productive for the project, wouldn't be harder for the people, but they just need to nail that down. That's found money if they can work that out, isn't it?
Well, you've got people that are overworking themselves and are gonna flake out on you, go postal and quit or whatever, and you may not understand that. And you've got people that are kind of shirking their duties a little bit, perhaps, or maybe they're just not allocated enough. Maybe people just aren't getting put on projects as much as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys need to either get rid of them, or you need to go ahead and allocate them to all the work. And it might just be that instead of working 40 hours a week, they're working 36 hours a week and playing Facebook the rest of the time.
Right.
But that extra 4 hours a week is a huge amount of money, and that really adds up when you get about 10 or 20 people. Right.
Right.
And so that's the kind of thing that we help discover for you, is who's kind of underutilized.
I bet that is the first thing that you find is people, when you demo this thing, is even if they're not currently aware of all the waste and unaccounted for activity, when you demo it for them, they start seeing what the opportunity is, don't they?
I think the thing that surprises people the most, that always surprised me the most, was that, you know, we've got 10 projects that our company's working on right now. And to me, they all seem kind of even. This is a big one, and that's a little one. We know that. But one will jump out at you once you start looking at the data, that there's this one over here that I thought was small, but it's actually absorbing a little bit of time from lots and lots of different people in the company, and it adds up to be something that's making the project unprofitable. Mm-hmm. It might be because it's the fun, exciting new project that everybody wants to be associated with,
mm-hmm.
and they're just getting on it. Or it might be that there's a customer there that's more trouble than they're worth for you, or maybe there's some project manager there who's not really, who's got some issues and you need to help that person be more successful.
What you just said about customers is, I think, a big deal to me. Kurt, because they're definitely, everybody's got customers who won't let them make any money. And this would be one way to come up with some empirical data that would show you and maybe the customer how the relationship is working and why it needs to be changed or terminated. What do you think?
Sometimes you need to fire customers.
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, if you want to be wealthy, and who doesn't? In my opinion, you don't get wealthy necessarily by working hard. You might get wealthy in some cases by not doing stuff that are wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
If working hard made people wealthy, Mexicans would all be really wealthy. They all work really hard.
Yes, that's right. Journyx, JOURNYX.com. Check it out, folks. Hey, Kurt, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. I'd be thrilled to.
Enjoyed having you here. We'll see you next time. Kurt Finch, ladies and gentlemen, he founded that company. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.